From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews, Dr. Cairns brings the closing portion of a message called Through the Cross to the Crown. Before we hear from Dr. Cairns, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection known as Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Broken and Smoking. The text is Isaiah 42 and verse 3. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. Then I may reckon upon tender treatment from my Lord. Indeed, I feel myself to be at best as weak, as pliant, as worthless as a reed. Someone said, I don't care a rush for you. And the speech, though unkind, was not untrue. Alas, I am worse than a reed when it grows by the river, for that at least can hold up its head. I am bruised, sorely, sadly bruised. There is no music in me now. There is a rift which lets out all the melody. Ah, me! Yet Jesus will not break me. And if he will not, then I mind little what others may try to do. O sweet and compassionate Lord, I nestle down beneath thy protection and forget my bruises. Truly I am also fit to be likened to the smoking flax, whose light is gone and only its smoke remains. I fear I'm rather a nuisance than a benefit. My fears tell me that the devil has blown out my light and left me an obnoxious smoke, and that my Lord will soon put an extinguisher upon me. Yet I perceive that though there were snuffers under the law, there were no extinguishers, and Jesus will not quench me. Therefore I am hopeful. Lord, kindle me anew, and cause me to shine forth to thy glory and to the extolling of thy tenderness.
And through and all sin, fall and dream.
In 2 Chronicles 7:14, the Lord said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." If ever there was a time when believers in the Lord Jesus Christ needed to pray, surely it is now. The moral condition of our land and the apparent powerlessness of our churches cry out for God's people to seek the Lord earnestly for revival. To encourage true Christians in this urgent need to pray, Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer, free of charge, copies of a powerful message by Jonathan Edwards, one of the greatest Christian leaders and thinkers this country has ever produced. The title is typical of Edwards' time, "A Humble Attempt to Promote Explicit Agreement and Visible Union of God's People in Extraordinary Prayer for the Revival of Religion and Advancement of Christ's Kingdom on Earth." Don't let the title put you off. This is a message for this hour. In a 20-page booklet form, Edwards' sermon calls upon believers to unite in earnest prayer for God to come in reviving power upon His church. The great revivals of history have always come as the result of fervent prayer, sometimes on the part of just a few Christians who were burdened to seek God for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in revival power. That power is still available for those who will seek it seriously. To obtain your free copy of this message, you may call our toll-free number, 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for the message, Edwards on Prayer, and we'll be happy to send you a free copy. In this message called Through the Cross to the Crown, Dr. Cairns is dealing again with verses 39 and 40 of Hebrews chapter 11. In the beginning of the message, he dealt with the testimony of faith. True saving faith is absolutely essential before anyone can be right with the Lord. Next, he spoke of the trial of faith. As the experience of the Old Testament saints shows, faith does not necessarily receive what we want when we want it. Further, the text teaches us about the trust of faith. True biblical faith stands upon the revealed Word of God as it is found in the Holy Scriptures. The salvation of a soul depends upon what God has revealed in His Word, not upon human supposition or reasoning. Then God's people can rejoice in the triumph of faith. God will fulfill His promises, and the faith of His people will be vindicated. Christ has promised to return to take His saints to be with Him for all eternity. Though that second coming has not yet occurred, it is as certain and sure as the throne of God. Now to conclude this message, through the cross to the crown, here is Dr. Cairns.
We come to the end of the chapter. They're dealing with the promise that they still haven't received. So we're still dealing with things not seen. But these things were real to faith, and they are soon, surely, to be realized. Think of this. Did God promise to send Christ the first time that He would go and fulfill Isaiah 53 and die on the cross and purchase our redemption? Did God promise that? Yes, He did. Did He fulfill it? When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem us who were under the law. Now the same God has promised that He will send His Son again, this time in glory, not as a sacrifice for sin, but He's coming as the great Redeemer to bring His people into the eternal consummation of His salvation. Will He fulfill that? Thank God He will. At the moment, there seems to be a delay. And the ungodly have mocked this delay. Peter says they would mock, just as they did in the ancient times. Where is the promise of His coming? The ungodly will mock the delay, but I tell you, there's a very good reason for the delay. He didn't fulfill it to the Old Testament, this promise to the Old Testament saints. Why? Because He wanted first to reach you and me. If God had brought in the millennium and then heaven in the days of Isaiah, you wouldn't have been in it. Very good reason, as far as I can see then, for God to delay. I worship Him for His delay there. For because of that delay, I have a place in the kingdom. Similarly, He's delaying the coming of Christ. Why? For the very same reason. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. God is not slack concerning His promise, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So many people are so intent on misquoting and misusing that verse to prove a universal redemption that they miss what the verse is really saying. Saying God is delaying the coming of Christ in order to bring to its fullness the whole church of Christ and the entire elect of God. Listen, He is long-suffering to us. Not willing that any of us, that's the meaning, should ever perish, but that all of us should come to repentance. That's God's purpose. God is working for the great consummation of His purpose in Jesus Christ, that the church of all ages will be eternally complete, and the great body of the redeemed and the justified will forever be gathered to sing the praises of the Lamb. He has still some to bring in. And that's why He is delaying the coming of Christ. I say with John, even so come, Lord Jesus. It would be great to see the Lord come. But whether he comes in your lifetime or my lifetime or whether he doesn't, listen, he's coming. He's coming. And if he delays, it is merely out of his grace to bring in the greater number of poor sinners to be saved as trophies of grace. If he calls us home in death, we're ready. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And therefore, if he calls us, it will be absent from the body, present with the Lord. If he comes again, thank God, we're ready. For this mortal then will put on immortality. Then will be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. And in that moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we'll all be changed. At that last trumpet sound, we'll be perfectly conformed to Christ. So whether he calls or whether he comes, we are ready if we have this testimony of faith. Let me now come full circle. Have you this testimony? If the Lord were to put his hand on you in that pew where you're sitting, that's not very much of a supposition. It could happen very, very easily. But if the Lord were to put his hand on you in that pew where you're sitting, and say, right now, life is through. You're in eternity. Tell me, would you have this testimony absent from the body, present with the Lord? Are you saved? Now that brings it into sharp focus. Because you know rightly, if the death sweat were on your brow today, you wouldn't be able to depend on anything else but Jesus Christ. Are you saved? If the Lord were to call you today into eternity, would you be called to heaven or would you be called to hell? Which would it be? You hear all these sermons and references to the coming of Christ. Well, if the Lord were to come, you in your state, would you rise to meet him in the air? Or would you be bundled with the tares to be burned in outer darkness? Which would it be? What is your testimony? Listen, faith will be fully vindicated. Jesus Christ will far surpass all that I've ever thought about him, all that I've ever known about him, all that I've ever trusted. It will be fully vindicated and far surpassed. But listen, unbelief will be fully judged. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Which will it be for you? Eternity. Where will you be in eternity? Just one of two places. The urgency of the matter is that there's only a heartbeat between you and eternity. You can't afford to wait till tomorrow to be saved, for tomorrow you could be in hell. Come to Christ. Trust him. In unadulterated faith, take him at his word.
call upon his name. And with this testimony, whatever the trials of life, you will infallibly be brought through to glory. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. We do want every head bowed in prayer and every eye closed. The meeting is almost over. We're soon to disperse. Tragically, some are not merely going separate earthly ways to separate earthly destinations. Some walking out of this meeting today will be walking on a path to hell, while others walk on a path to glory. The difference between the two is not morality or personal worthiness. The difference is Christ. Man, woman, boy or girl, where you're seated, if you're not a Christian, I beseech you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. Call upon him while he's near. Where you're sitting, lift your heart in prayer. Lord, be merciful to me, the sinner. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb. Save my soul. Have you prayed that prayer? Is that your honest desire today? I'm here as your servant for Christ's sake. If you have called on the Lord to save you, come and tell me about it. Let me open the scriptures with you and help you and give you some little gospel literature. If you're saying, preacher, I need to come, but I haven't come. I need your help. Come and have a word with me. Let's open the book of God together. Make sure today that you get saved and are sure of it. Father in heaven, bless thy word. Light it upon our hearts. And O Lord, we pray that thou wilt bring souls to Jesus Christ. They may have this testimony that whatever the trials of life then, however the afflictions of time may press hard upon them, by trust in Christ they may go forward to the final triumph. O Lord, bless thy word and give lasting fruit. Speak to those who are saved. Give us grace to get our eyes off the immediate and on Christ. Give us grace, O Lord, fully to take thee at thy word. And, O Lord, we pray that thou wilt enable us in the deep places of trial to let patience have her perfect work. Lord, hear our prayer. Come and quicken us now and produce in every soul fruit that will last for the preaching of the word of God. Part us with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear. Be the abiding portion of all thy blood-bought church, both this Lord's day and until our Lord Jesus either calls us home or comes again in all his glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.